Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and today is Day 6, Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua, Faith and Trust, Part 1. Meditation verse for today, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance, the title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as a fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. That is the Amplified Translation. So what is the Jewish concepts of faith? The proper counterpart for the general English term faith, as occurring in the expression principles of faith, would be the concept of emuna in Judaism. While it is generally translated as faith or trust in God, the concept of emuna can be more accurately be described as an innate conviction, a perception of truth that transcends reason. Emuna can be enhanced through wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and learning of sacred Jewish writings. But emuna is not simply based on reason, nor can it be understood as the opposite of or standing in contrast to reason. 18 definitions of faith. Number 1, it's a substance of things hoped for. Biblical faith gives us hope for the future, even when our circumstances are telling us just the opposite. Our faith can only be based upon the faithfulness of God, past, present, and future. Number 2, evidence of things not seen. The Word of God is our evidence that we are hoping for will manifest in His timing as long as our faith is based upon His Word and His promises. Hebrews 11:1, trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. The Amplified Version, now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as a fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Number 3, receive approval by God. The great men and women of the Bible were great, not because of their intelligence, not because of wealth or power, but because they believed what God said and acted upon it. Hebrews 11:2, for by this kind of faith the men of old gained divine approval. Amplified. It was for this that Scripture attested the merit of the people of old, the complete Jewish Bible. Number 4, creative power of divine works. God spoke and it came into being. God said, we see in Genesis 1-2, this phrase which occurs so repeatedly in the account means willed, decreed, appointed, and the determining will of God was followed in every instance by an immediate result. Jameson Fawcett Brown Commentary. Hebrews 11:3, Tree of Life. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen did not come from anything visible. Amplified Translation. By faith it is with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God we understand that the worlds, universe, ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purposes by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which are visible, were not made of things which are visible. Number 5, faith produces righteous acts. In Jewish terms, faith is an action. If you believe, you act on what you believe. Faith is an action word. Hebrews 11:4, Amplified. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which it was testified of him that he was righteous, upright, in right standing with God. And God testified by accepting his gifts. And though he died, yet through this act of faith, he still speaks. Tree of Life Version, by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain. Through faith he was commended as righteous when God approved of his gifts. And through faith he still speaks, although he is dead. Number 6, faith can cancel natural laws. We see that even natural laws had to obey when confronted with the mighty power of God in the lives of great men of old. Hebrews 11:4, Tree of Life. By faith Enoch was, verse 5, was taken as so as not to see death, and he was not found because God took him. For before he was taken, he was commended as pleasing to God. The Amplified, by faith that pleased God, Enoch was caught up and taken to heaven so that he would not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found because God had taken him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received the testimony, still on record, that he had walked with God and pleased him. Number 7, faith is the basis for pleasing God. Faith is not a suggestion, but a spiritual law that is to be obeyed. Amplified, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. The Tree of Life version, now without faith it is impossible to please God. For the one who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And Complete Jewish Bible, and without trusting, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to God, because whoever approaches him must trust that he does exist and that he becomes a rewarder to those who seek him out. Number 8, faith is dependent on God's word. Hebrews 11:7. Tree of Life version. By faith, Noah, when warned about events not yet seen, in holy fear prepared an ark for the safety of his household. Through faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Amplified version. By faith, with confidence in God and his word, Noah, being warned by God about events not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his family. By this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. Number 9, faith is trust in God to an unknown future. Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he migrated to the land of promise as if it were foreign, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was waiting for the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Tree of Life version. Number 10, faith believes what it cannot see. This is key because faith goes beyond sight to the very throne of God and his ability and might to bring about supernatural provision and answers to prayers. Hebrews 11:11, by faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive when she was barren past the age, since she considered the one who had made the promise to be faithful. Verse 12, so from one, and him as good as dead, were fathered offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as uncountable as the sea on the seashore. Tree of Life. Romans 4:17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he trusted, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence that which does not exist. Shalom and Yeshua. Will continue on day 7 with the rest of our journey of faith.